Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Belanger, writer and researcher for Ghost Adventures. I'm an author, the writer, host, and producer of New England Legends, the television series, and the podcast, and I just love all things spooky, and I love that Sophia Temporelli has made it 10 years, a decade of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Congratulations, that's an incredible accomplishment, and please stay spooky, Sophia.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, and yes, congratulations, Sophia, on celebrating over 10 years of broadcasting. That's right, a decade here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Thank you, Rob Sarek, the site founder of Live Paranormal, for providing this format each and every week through the years, and to all of our moderators. Thank you guys for patching us through it at live events when we had no internet feed back in the day, and thank you guys so much for all your help and support. Feel free to jump into the chat room. It only takes a second to get an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. I hope everybody's keeping out safe out there. Today we welcome the Las Vegas Parunity Convention, Minnesota Parunity Convention founder and Odyssey Paranormal Society director Michael O'Neill. The Las Vegas Parunity Convention is December 9th through 11th coming up next month. So look up ticket details on today's show, during today's show, at vegasparunity.com. That's vegasparunity.com. Also, too, as well, visit odysseyeventsllc.com, on Facebook at Odyssey Paranormal Society, at Vegas Parunity, on Instagram at Odyssey Events LLC, at Odyssey Paranormal, and on Twitter at Odyssey Director. Upcoming, we have Paranormal Journey Field Investigator George Shoplin. He'll be on the 4th. We have Ghost and Eerie Quad Cities author Michael McCarty returning to the show with his new title as well. That'll be on the 11th. Also, too, ghost historian Mike Ricksecker promotes his title, Alaska's Mysterious Triangle. That'll be on January 15th of 2022, our first guest coming back from the break. So we have some archive shows and things we'll be playing throughout during the holidays, too. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LifeParanormal.com Facebook fan page, just to learn of the guests as we learn of them real time. Also, to like LifeParanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new broadcasters have been added leading into the new year. Also, to membership packages, they start as low as $2.99 a month here on Live Paranormal. And Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the members. So a lot of autograph books by some of your favorite paranormal authors. They're right here on LP with the membership packages. Also support the vendors. So if you're getting grandma a mail meter for Christmas, make sure you do it with the vendors here on Live Paranormal. And tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghost Light Radio, as well as monthly, right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits. He's here monthly Mondays on Live Paranormal, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads on the homepage of LifeParanormal.com as well. Let's bring the host into the show here, Sophia. I'm trying to unmute you. Usually means we have a lot of people listening in. So, Sophia, congratulations on over 10 years of broadcasting here.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people over the years. You know, how cool was it returning on Paranormal and History, the Scottish podcast? You were joined with psychic Patty Negri and Hollywood Ghost Hunters Rick McCallum. And, you know, look for the YouTube archive of that, too, as well at Paranormal and History. But how cool is that? Scottish broadcasting.
It was a lot of fun. Scott's a great host, and it was great to be able to meet or talk with Patty and Rick again and everyone else who was on the stream. So, yeah, it was a great show, and, yeah, thank you, Scott, for having me back on.
That was pretty cool. So that's Paranormal and History, the YouTube relaunch, too, as well. You can replay there. But you got these Instagrams, Twitters, all these things you kids are into. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L because you gave me too long of a name. So it's your fault. I
yeah, can't we cursed you with a really long name. So, yeah, so just drop an L and pretty much found everywhere there can be there. So tell us about our guest today, Sophia.
Today we welcome the Las Vegas Parunity, Minnesota Parunity Convention founder and Odyssey Paranormal Society director, Michael O'Neill. The Las Vegas Parunity Convention this year is December 9th to the 11th. Look up ticket details at vegasparunity.com. Everyone visit vegasparunity.com, odysseyeventsllc.com, Facebook at Odyssey Paranormal Society, at Vegas Parunity, Instagram at Odyssey Events LLC, at Odyssey Paranormal, Twitter at Odyssey Director. Let's welcome Michael into the show.
Michael, thanks for returning, and got you unmuted there with Sophia.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back here so quickly, and especially with just about a little under 3 weeks before the Las Vegas convention.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great event. So thank you for taking the time out to come back on the show. It was great talking to you last time.
Absolutely. I agree. Coming up here. So, I mean, I hope that everybody is really getting excited for it.
For sure. I mean, when I was on Paranormal and History, too, people were talking about the event. I mean, it's such a big thing in the field right now. But, I mean, before we get into the event, let's start off, you know, getting to know you a little bit better. How did you initially kind of develop an interest in the paranormal? Was it experiences when you were younger, or did you just always have an interest?
You know, surprisingly, it was just I always just had an interest. In high school, you know, besides the books that were required for school, it was paranormal books, you know, claims from overseas and in here and paranormal stories that I checked out from the library or looked up online. It, for whatever reason, it was always like the biggest fascination for me. And then obviously, I think for like a lot of people, once Ghost Hunters came out and it was suddenly like mainstream to see like that people actually investigated this stuff, that they went in and helped people and try to figure out all of these claims of what was going on in their houses, I was absolutely enthralled. And about 10 years ago, I was given the opportunity to actually go out with a team in my area to see kind of what it was like, and I haven't looked back since.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how, you know, people have this interest, like, when they're a young child or young adult, and it just really shapes them into adulthood and their fascination with the paranormal and ultimately being an investigator. It's just, it's amazing to see just really that drive and passion start so young and just continue for so long throughout life.
I agree. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, usually hobbies, passions, or whatever, you know, maybe as they grow older, they dissipate or, you know, they become kind of not an everyday thing, but every once in a while. And for me, it's just always been like an everyday thing, and I have now turned it into my career, which I don't think a lot of people get the chance to do. So every day I feel very lucky to be a part of this.
For sure. And how did you take this interest to ultimately becoming director of Odyssey Paranormal Society? How did that all come about, and who are the members of the team?
So I trained one of the first people that ever took me out. His name's Dave Sawyering, and he's been in the field since, you know, he kind of likes to tell the story of being baptized by fire. So he had an experience with the negative entity, you know, from 3 years old. So he's got like 50 years of research and everything in the paranormal. So I was very, very lucky to train under him and just kind of observe and learn over the first 4 years of my career as an investigator. And we decided to start a team together, which we did. And we, you know, had probably did that for 2 years. And then he kind of wanted to retire, you know, semi-retire and just kind of do his own thing. And I, obviously, being much younger, wanted to go. You know, I want to continue doing this. And we were both under the same kind of mentality of there's not really much more that I can learn from him. And so I started Odyssey Paranormal Society. And I've had some really phenomenal investigators kind of come through and leave for, you know, their own personal reasons. But I really have to say that the team that I have now, by far the best I've ever worked with or seen. And they've been phenomenal to work with. It's one of my investigators, Lauren Infante. She actually is my partner with all of the organizing of the conventions. I have Scott Shea, who is kind of a spiritual leader. He went to seminary school. He's a minister. And honestly, he's got like 4 or 5 degrees that I can't even name and almost thought he was lying to me the first time he told me everything that he had. Sam Albus and Haley Lenz, you know, they pretty much came in as best friends and still are, but you know, they're kind of fresh out of college and eager to learn and help, and it's honestly the greatest team I've had so far.
I mean, that's amazing. I mean, it sounds like you put together such a great team, and it's great that, you know, you have so many members that work well together and have, you know, kind of unique like skill sets with them.
Yeah. You know, one of the greatest compliments that I ever received from somebody who has the ability of working with a lot of teams from around the country He kind of joined us at Ashmore Estates a couple years ago, and it was the first time for him working with my team and I. And after the weekend was done, he said, you know, I've worked with a lot of teams. He's like, I've worked with teams who are all friends and everybody just kind of does their own thing, and there's no real, like, authority structure, hierarchy. Everyone just does their own. And I've worked with teams that have nothing but a hierarchy structure, and everybody knows, you know, to listen to this one person, and they give out orders. He's like, I've never worked with mm-hmm. a team that has incorporated both. And, you know, we have been very, very lucky to become friends, because none of us knew each other besides Haley and Sam before we all came together right now as this team. And they know what they need to do, and they do it, and they know that if I need something done, that I will let them know, and they're on it. And it's efficiency at the highest level that I've ever seen.
I mean, that's great. You know, I think it's always so important as investigators, whether you're a team or just investigating with someone, that, you know, you really take in other people's, you know, opinions and account, because, you know, the paranormal isn't an exact science, so someone's way of investigating may be different from yours, but it might work for the night, and maybe theirs doesn't, but yours does, and it's kind of just trial and error. And I think, you know, it's so important to just, you know, hear everyone out and kind of see what's going on at the location and figure out what's best.
Yeah, and they know that if they have ideas for stuff to do, because I mean, I know there's a lot of teams that have very specific ways in which they do things, and I'm honestly no different. They have something that they want to try or something that they want to do. They know all they have to do is speak up, and I'm probably going to let them do it unless it's something completely off the wall, like they want to start drawing, you know, sigils or something on the wall. But thankfully they've never asked that. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, so I yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it is really great that you run your team like that and, you know, just work so well together, because it's so important to have trust, too, in a team to make sure, you know, when someone says they see something, you trust them. And if, you know, they trust you enough to say, hey, that was a car light or something, that you can help debunk it, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have Sam and Scott are probably, and I am too, really, but probably a little bit more open-minded than they are. But there's been a lot of evidence that has just been tossed out. It's like, nope, I don't think that that's anything. And mm-hmm. all of us are like, ah. Oh. But, you know, they have their opinions, and they're hard to convince. And that's what I love about it, because then we know that if we all agree on something, we're not, you know, that it's actually can be considered decent and good evidence, and that we're not putting out anything that may be like we misidentified or we got wrong.
Absolutely. And how did you go from Odyssey Paranormal Society to actually starting Odyssey Events LLC, which is obviously what puts together the Minnesota and Las Vegas Parunity Conventions?
I actually had a friend kind of just half convince me to do it, because
mm-hmm.
the Minnesota Parunity, well, I shouldn't say Parunity, the Minnesota Paracon was something that happened for 8 years straight in Menomon, Minnesota, which is this in the middle of nowhere town with, you know, four bars, seven houses, and a casino. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, casino where it was held. Well, they decided to stop and just not have it anymore. And I was talking with a friend of mine while we were kind of going to an investigation, and she was like, if somebody could organize this, you know, I've got tons of investors, like there's people who really want this to happen, you know, continue to happen in Minnesota. And I was like, I could do it. And yeah, and it went on from there. I started looking at venues. I started looking at talent and reaching out. I'd been a vendor at the Paracon for the last 2 years, so I kind of got to know certain people, and like Lindsay Center and Grant Wilson and the Kling brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I just started reaching out, and one thing started leading to another. And before I knew it, I had like a plan of what I was going to be doing. And it just so kind of happened that while I was debating about whether to launch it or not, like to actually do it with my full-time job, I you know, got laid off from that job just as I was thinking of this. And I was like, that what perfect timing. I'm like, obviously the universe is trying to tell me this is what I need to actually be doing instead of what I was miserable doing before. And so, yeah, registered and launched Odyssey Events LLC and launched Minnesota Para Unity Convention, and that was coming up on 2 years now.
I mean, they're incredible events, too. I mean, you put so much time and effort into them. I mean, the Las Vegas Para Unity is probably one of the biggest events I've seen in a long time, if not ever, with just the lineup you have. Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about who's going to be going to the event and what they can expect while attending?
Everyone is going. I honestly, I was actually listening to a kind of Facebook Live by Sarah Lamose from Ghost of Morgan City. And she didn't know that I was there. Well, she was telling people what, you know, like where she was going to be. And she's like, now everybody that you have ever seen on TV is going to be there. She's like, literally, this guy's got everybody going. And so, I mean, some of our main people, Josh Gates, Jason Hawes, and the entire Ghost Nation crew, the entire Destination Fear crew, the entire Ghost of Morgan City Ghost Lab, I would say Expedition Bigfoot, but unfortunately Ronnie LeBlanc had to cancel due to personal things he had to take care of. But then we got, you know, I heard on the kind of the announcements before I came on, you know, Rick McCollum, Kane Hodder, Brian Cano, Ben Hansen, the entire Ghost Brothers. Brandy Green, if you remember her from Ghost Hunters International. We got Chris and Mike from the Wraith Chasers. And then people that you probably wouldn't even think would be a part of the paranormal, like Jesus Payne Jr. He was Gonzo in Breaking Bad, but he's actually an avid UFO and like Bigfoot researcher. So honestly, anybody that you've probably ever seen on TV is going to be at this event, along with over 70 vendors. There's going to be over 45 presentations throughout the weekend, whether on the main stage or in breakout rooms that we have for our vendor presentation. We actually just put up the schedule for those this morning on all of our social media. It's going to be humongous, and it's going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. I mean, you have so many people going. How were you able to secure, you know, talent such as Josh Gates, too? I mean, he's rarely at any event, so it's very cool that you were able to get him there.
A stroke of luck. And I think that because I wasn't able to secure him personally. I wish I had his, like, cell phone number. But Greta Riefert, who is actually, you know, like Chip Coffey's assistant, she was very instrumental in booking a lot of these people for me. And she reached out to him, and he saw that it was in Las Vegas, and who doesn't love going to Las Vegas? And he rearranged his schedule so that he could go. And I'm very, very appreciative and honored that he wanted to attend this event so much that he was willing to do that. But, yeah, I agree. I was overjoyed. I think I hit the ceiling with my initial jump, but when she told me that he was going to be there, I was like, this is the best convention ever, because he does not do conventions just because of his schedule.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. You have such a great lineup too, and I know so many people on Facebook and just in general are really excited for the event. So, I mean, congratulations on putting together such, you know, an amazing event that so many people are looking forward to, not just because of COVID, but I mean, it's been years since there's been so many big paranormal events. So I think a lot of people are really excited just for that reason as well.
Yeah. You know, my first Minnesota convention had to be postponed because of COVID. And then thankfully we started to get ourselves set right enough to have it back in July. But I do want to point out, though, since you mentioned like COVID and being able to do this stuff, there is a mask mandate that's still in effect in Vegas. So, I mean, we're not totally free, but like, mm-hmm. I know I've just been asked a lot, especially lately, you know, about vaccinations and testing. And I just kind of wanted to tell your listeners that even though there is a mask mandate, there is no like vaccine, there is no testing requirement to get in. You just do need to wear your mask unless you're taking a photo. I have gotten permission that if you want to take a selfie or want to take a photo with a celeb, you can remove your mask and then take the photo and then you have to put it back on. But so honestly, it's not going to interfere, I think, a whole lot because you can still talk and take photos and everything, which I know a lot of people go there for. But I just want to make sure everybody knows that that is one of the restrictions that is going on in Vegas right now.
Well, that's definitely good information for the listeners. And during the event, will there be any investigations going on or any side investigations that you've heard of?
Not this year, at least not attributed to me, like nothing that I planned.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of pretty much thinking we're going to start doing something like that next year, you know, for 2022. But we started to look for things around the MGM Grand that would be like within 10 minutes and maybe we could try to set something up, and there just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking next year, once we have the first year done and we kind of have an idea on how to do everything at the MGM, we are going to add in like special events such as investigations and stuff.
Well, that definitely will be something to look forward to for next year. How are you able to, balance investigating too and putting together these events? Because I know both are so time-consuming. I mean, what's that like for you just, on a day-to-day?
I haven't had a day off, I think, since, May. So,
yeah.
In fact, I'm at my office right now, working and then doing this with you and then going back to work. I've been yelled at by Lauren at least 2 times for working too much, but this is what I love to do. So to me, it really doesn't feel like work. And if I get done with here at the office early, I'll go home and do evidence review. I don't want to say thankfully, but because I'm always helping people is the reason why I got into this. And so anytime that I can do it, I want to do it. But there's so many teams in the Twin Cities area where I'm from that we don't get a lot of private cases. So we're not hugely busy right now when it comes to investigating. So I'm able to keep up with everything. And as I said, I have an amazing team who, if I need them to do a little bit more so I can do a little bit less, they're more than happy to do it.
Well, it's great you have that support system. And, I mean, like I said, you're putting together some amazing events and you have a great team. So congratulations on all of that and just, all the success you've had.
Well, I appreciate that. And congratulations to you on 10 years.
Thank you. Speaking of 10 years, I always have to take a commercial break, and it's that time already. So we'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Today we welcome Las Vegas Parunity Convention, also the Minnesota Parunity Convention founder and Odyssey Paranormal Society director, Michael O'Neill. The Las Vegas Parunity Convention is coming right up next month, December 9th through 11th. So look up ticket details during today's show at VegasParunity.com. That's VegasParunity.com. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. We'll be right back.
Woo! Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it. You know, it's almost like we didn't leave break.
And don't feel bad, Dave. You're not left out. You're going to be at the Las Vegas Para Unity Convention along with Cindy and Shane. And also, too, as well, we heard Dustin Perry in there. I'm trying to unmute everybody as we speak. And, yeah, Michael, Sophia's – there she is. We have you back both into the show.
Hey, Michael. Thank you again so much for coming on today.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me.
So I know we talked a little bit about the Las Vegas Para Unity Convention, but – you know, I would love to hear more about some of the investigations you've done as an individual and with your team. What has been the most exciting or scariest experience that you've had while on an investigation?
The first one would be the Grand Opera House in Dubuque, Iowa. That was a first for a lot of things for me. I don't get a lot of personal experiences, and which is fine because I always get a lot of really good evidence, which is what I need. And so when I went there, and this was probably 3 years ago, I had firsts for a ton of things. First time I ever heard footsteps. First time I ever heard a disembodied voice. But the first time I heard a disembodied voice multiple times and in full sentences. I got probably the best video evidence I've ever caught, which is still on YouTube. I don't know exactly what it is. I've been calling it a fairy because it looks like it has wings on it. If you go on YouTube and the Grand Opera House fairy video, you can see it if any of your listeners are interested in that. But the reveal alone to like the technical director was 90 minutes of just nonstop playing evidence for them. And that was by far the most active location I have ever been to. Scariest, though, a lot of people find this hard to believe. Beyond like the very, very, very first home investigation I ever did as a rookie, where I was kind of more apprehensive and anxiety filled than I was scared. I've never been scared at a location. I know a lot of people in the paranormal joke about how it's the living you have to watch out for, not the dead. But that is really kind of the way it is for me. No matter what claims are there or whatever, I may be apprehensive because I don't know exactly what I'm walking into if it's a new location. But I just I have never been scared, and I don't think that I ever will be, but we'll have to see how that goes for future locations.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's great that you've had good experiences in the field and, you know, had some amazing captures too. I mean, that's what everyone wants in the field. There are some people that actually want to have really dark and scary experiences, so I will admit that. But I think a lot of people just want to, you know, be able to capture some great evidence and not worry about taking something home with them.
Well, that 100% is true. I have actually lost new investigators simply because of the fact that I have to tell them about that risk, about being followed home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they come back with, you know, I have a baby at home. I have kids at home. I'm like, I can't even take that risk. And it's 100% understandable. So, you know, the way that I always explain it to people, and I think that it's still true, is as long, because I get this question asked a lot, like, what's the best way of not getting followed home? And I always say, don't be a dick. If you don't go in and you don't bother them, you know, to the point where they feel like you need to be taught a lesson, they're not going to follow you home. You know, it's always the people, I should say always, 90% of the time, it's the people who go in and provoke, and they want to have these experiences, so they make the spirits mad, they provoke, they do whatever, or they invite something to them that get followed home and, you know, kind of get taught the lesson. And, I've been very, very lucky to have never been followed home myself. Wait, I changed that. I kind of did, but it must have been the most boring spirit ever, because the only reason that I even knew that she was around after like 6 months was a psychic medium joined our team and told me about it.
You're just like, oh, weird.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what is she waiting for? Like me to die of old age? Because I like had no experiences, no feelings, no nothing. Like I didn't even believe her, because I'm like, why would she follow me home? I'm like, I really hadn't done anything at the location of which I was being told that she came from. And I'm like, I was always under the thought process of, if they follow you home, is for a reason. And they're going to make their presence known, that they're going to do whatever they have to get your attention. And I had gotten nothing. And so the only reason that I actually ended up believing her was because she started talking about like the case and the place and the location that we had never talked to her about. And so she had no knowledge of this case or this location whatsoever. And she was kind of – I did what I needed to do in order to appease the female spirit that came home with me, and then she moved on. I always forget that actually happened, because literally nothing happened in my house with this attachment, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's a weird experience to have, you know, a ghost follow you home and just not do anything at all.
I agree.
Haunted house.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before. But then again, if they never do anything, who knows how often it happens?
Yeah, I guess they just maybe wanted a change of scenery and figured that you were the right person to go with.
Oh, were they sorely disappointed then? But the location that the spirit came from was an abandoned old church and a cemetery. And we were all under the impression that there was some sort of negative, you know, sadly I'm going to say the word demonic entity there, that I went after. And I never went after any, like, other spirits or anything like that. But what happened, I guess, is while we were trotting, you know, through the cemetery, and I'm always trying to be very, very respectful anytime I'm in a cemetery, whether investigating or not. And because it was dark, I had accidentally, apparently, stepped on flowers that were left for a friend of hers, and she wanted an apology. But not knowing this, I didn't know. And so when this was told to me, I obviously apologized immediately, and she left. And end of attachment.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that you really haven't had any bad experiences, even with, you know, a spirit following you home. What advice, too, would you give for investigators wanting to start out in the paranormal? I know, you know, you said you've lost some investigators just telling them about attachments, but for someone who, you know, really is prepared to go through all of, you know, kind of the trials and tribulations, the best way for someone to start?
Oh, you're opening up a can of worms here. So this is also a question that I get asked a lot or I hear stories about. And I'm not going to go through my normal spiel of don't,
mm-hmm.
but just get training with a reputable team. I've had a lot of people, I have had clients who after, you know, we're done investigating, they're like, this is awesome. Can I join your team? I'm like, no, you can't. And
mm-hmm.
then they go, oh, well, I'll just grab some equipment and start my own team. Do not do that. Because there are risks, like a lot of risks that you do not see on TV, and there's a lot of time that goes into this. It's not just the 3-4 hour investigation and then you're done. And I think a lot of people, and I've had people quit over this too, once they realize how much work is actually involved and they don't want to spend that much time doing it, they're done. So my best advice for anybody who really wants to find out what it's like to be an investigator, contact a reputable team in your area, go out with them, be a part of their team, learn from them for as long as you possibly can, longer than 3 or 4 investigations, and really learn what it is like to be an investigator. And once you have that foundation, like you can break off and start your own team, you can do whatever you want. You just need that foundation of information and how to do things in order to really be successful and safe in this field.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so important to be safe. I think a lot of times, too, people forget about the physical safety. I mean, a lot of these buildings, you know, they're condemned for a reason or abandoned for a reason. So safety is such an important thing spiritually and just physically. And I think a lot of people overlook that when going on investigations.
No, especially if they're trespassing. Please,
mm-hmm.
For the love of all that is holy, do not trespass. It doesn't matter if it's abandoned or not. Somebody owns that property. And they're going to be upset. They're going to be upset if you're on it. And I think a lot of, forgive the term, ghost hunters that go out there trying to find thrills and scares miss that part. I mean, it never go alone. As you said, these abandoned buildings, you don't know their structural integrity. If you fall through a floor, you break your leg, who knows who's going to, you know, when you're going to be found.
For sure. And, you know, a lot of times, too, if you're able to trespass, someone else probably has, too, and you don't actually know who might be in the building before you.
Yeah, I actually, my co-host, Dave and I mentioned Dave earlier, we're also the host of the Odyssey Files radio show on Monday nights, but
mm-hmm.
we actually just got a story in that we did this past last Monday of people who would go into this abandoned like sanitarium or whatever by their home with a baseball bat because they would never know if there was a homeless person inside there or anything. If you have to go inside a building with a baseball bat just because there might be other people in there, you probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I would say that's a safe bet. I mean, the baseball bat I don't think is going to do much.
It's a crazy world out there.
Yeah. That's why I try not to do that. I'm kind of slow, a little lazy, so I'm not sure I could outrun someone. So it's better to just go where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, Yes, indeed.
But you did mention your radio show on Monday night. Can you tell the audience about that and, you know, how that all came about for you on top of your very busy schedule?
Yes, that is that's one of the only days I get to leave early from work to go home and do that.
Yeah.
So basically, it's called the Odyssey Files Radio Show. We, Dave and I have been doing it for the last 4 years. Have had so many phenomenal guests on. In fact, Monday, this coming Monday, Shane Pittman is going to be on the show. You know, I'm trying to nail him down. I believe Jason Hawes is going to be on November 4th. But we go, we started out on the Para-X radio network, has since moved off of that. And, you know, you can find us on iHeart, Spreaker, Apple, all the normal podcast things. But we go live on the Cosm Network, which is Elizabeth Saint's platform. And we have a video show, and then we record that, and then the audio obviously goes out for downloads and stuff like that. But that has been phenomenal. It is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time, so 8 to 10 Eastern. And, yeah, that's every Monday night.
Well, I mean, it's great. You do so much work for the paranormal, so it's really great to see all the things you're doing and putting together. So I really can't wait to see what you do in the future, too, with everything. If you could host an event at any location or anywhere, where would you love to host, like, your next convention?
My next convention? As in a place that I haven't done yet?
Yeah.
Because we actually just announced the Minnesota Para Unity Convention for 2022 last week. But so there's actually two locations that I am looking into. One I've actually reached out to begin the process of it for early 2023, and that's New Orleans and Disney.
Oh, wow. Like Disneyland or Disney World?
Yeah, Walt Disney World down in Orlando. You would think
that. That's
super cool. I agree, and that's the one that I've reached out to start the process of it. But yeah, they have all the means, and you would think that a company that has such a long history dealing with paranormal, like whether they're movies or anything, like something would have already been done there, but no. So I'm actually trying, it's my goal to make Disney actually bigger than Vegas.
Wow, yeah. I mean,
that's going to be a long and hard battle. how to make that bigger than Vegas. But that is my goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big event. Disney World is, you know, one of the biggest places around. I think size-wise, it's actually bigger than Disneyland. So when you host an event there, it's going to be huge. And I think a lot of people would love it, too, because they can take their families and, you know, actually go explore Disney World along with the event.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of the whole thing of going there. Is not only do you get everything – you know, you would have access to pretty much anything paranormal, even like sci-fi and comic book, horror, like anything that you would have that, you know, Disney has their hands into. But, yeah, it's great for the entire family. You can go to the convention one day and, you know, go to the park the next or do a little of both. I truly think that should everything work out properly, that should be the weekend of the year for a lot of people.
Definitely. I mean, you put on such amazing events, and I mean, that's really thinking outside of the box on locations, which I think is really fun, especially too, because, you know, there are rumors that Disneyland and I'm sure Disney World too are actually haunted. So to actually have investigators, you know, get the chance to go there and look at it from a little bit of a different perspective than, you know, when they're trying to walk around Toontown or something, is really fun, you know, concept.
Yeah, except from what I understand, Disney is very tight-lipped when it comes to, like, the actual paranormal claims. And We've actually done a show on the Disney history for the paranormal. And I did not know this, but people actually, like, when their relatives pass away and get cremated, they take their ashes to Disneyland and Disney World and start spreading them around the park. And I did not know that at all until I was doing research into it.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing that people do that. And, you know, all the deaths that have actually happened on location with workers and, you know, just people who are attending, you know, death can happen anywhere at any time. And amusement park has tons of people come through at all points in time, the day and just time.
Yeah. So I would not be surprised in any way, shape, or form if there's an absolute slew, a multitude of activity that actually happens there. And it is one of my side goals to try and schmooze my way into the upper echelons of the Disney Corporation and try and get an investigation to actually be able to do one at Disney World. But we'll see. Now that I've said that and they are on to me, I don't know if that'll happen.
Hey, anything can happen. Who would have thought Marvel and Star Wars would become a Disney, part of Disney? So, you know, the paranormal could be soon, too.
I don't know if I'm happy about that or not. I'd have to think about it.
If you got to investigate, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but I mean, could you imagine, like, you know, Ghost Hunters brought to you by Disney? I don't know if I could handle that.
I don't know, but they're definitely a very big company, so who knows where they go. I do know we're coming towards the end of the show, though, so are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events like the Minnesota Paracon that you would like to mention?
Sure. I mean, obviously, you know, the Las Vegas Para-Unity Convention, which is, as you guys have said earlier, December 9th through the 11th, VegasParaUnity.com. The Minnesota Para-Unity Convention, which we just announced last week, and we announced, like, the Ghost Brothers yesterday. They're going to be there. I mean, we've already got, I think, like 10 people already announced for that. And after Vegas, we're going to be announcing a whole lot more. But that's mnparacon.com. If you want to get your tickets for those, that's happening September 29th through October 1st, 2022. And it's at Mystic Lake Casino in Prior Lake, Minnesota, which is a suburb of the Twin Cities. So it's an absolutely beautiful location. The hotel was just modernized, I guess you could say, or renovated, even though it's not that old, but it's an absolutely gorgeous facility. It has, you know, a championship golf course on it, and I'm so thrilled to be partnering with them to host this there. And then if you want to join my team and I on an investigation, next May, we are going to be at Ashmore Estates in Ashmore, Illinois, and we're almost out of VIP tickets. So basically how I like to do my events, always do my events this way, is VIP gets Friday, and it's just, I limit it to like 8 tickets, and that's it. So it's just like 8 people and my team investigate. Wow. We investigate all day Saturday, and then Friday night, you know, some extra people, or Saturday night, some extra people come in. So we're going to be at Ashmore Estates with Ken Bogle. He's going to be there, and that's happening in May. You can go to odysseyeventsllc.com, and you can get tickets there. And we're going to have we have Nevada State Prison happening next April. That's a fundraiser. Johnny Zaffis, all the Ghost Labs, so the Klings and Katie Burr, Sarah Lamose and Heather Taddy, they're all going to be there investigating for the 2 days, along with my team and the Nevada Paranormal Task Force. And then once Vegas is done, Lauren and I are going to start working on some smaller places like the Ohio State Reformatory, and we're hoping to get to Waverly and Trans-Allegheny. So there's a lot of stuff going on. If you want to follow check out the team page. It's OdysseyParanormalSociety.com. Same thing on Facebook. And yeah, so I think that's about it. The only thing that I would add is if you want to watch the show, the radio show live on Monday nights, you can go to Odyssey Files Radio Show on Facebook, and it goes live there at 7 p.m. Central.
Well, I want to thank you again so much, Michael, for coming on today. It's been great talking to you, as always. And just know you're always welcome back on the show to promote anything. And, again, congratulations on all your success and the upcoming Las Vegas Parunity Convention.
Thank you, Sophia. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you, Michael.
Have
a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
Wow, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Michael is such a great guest as always. Everyone, make sure to check out the Las Vegas Parunity Convention and the upcoming Minnesota ParCon. And thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you. For those in America, happy Thanksgiving. So there's no show next week, and I will talk to you guys again after Thanksgiving. Bye, everyone.
That's right. You've done enough shows. You got best ofs coming up and everything. But congratulations, Sophia. Fantastic show. Yes, the Las Vegas Parunity Convention, that's going to be coming up again December 9th through the 11th. So for tickets and details, vegasparunity.com. That's vegasparunity.com. And as Michael mentioned, too, a lot of events coming up as well. You mentioned there Nevada Jail and OdysseyEventsLLC.com. That's OdysseyEventsLLC.com. And as Michael mentioned, a lot of events that are coming up, you can go there, subscribe, and be notified if events coming to a town near you. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. As she mentioned, that we have a holiday Happy Thanksgiving coming up. There will be a Best of Show played for the holidays at peak periods as they come up. But also, too, we have returning, we'll have our Paranormal Journey Field Investigator, George Chaplin. He'll be on December 4th. We have Ghost and Eerie Quad Cities author Michael McCarty returning to the program with his new title. That'll be on the 11th of December. Also, Ghostorian Mike Ricksacker promotes his title, Alaska's Mysterious Trial Triangle, on January 15th, the first show of the new year. So we have other people that are securing their dates as we speak. So check back on, like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com to learn of those guests as we learn of them real time. And we'll see you when we come back from the break. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.